Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So today we're taking a look at Juz number 12, in which Allah Ta'ala says, ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, wa ma kana rabbuka liyuhlika al-qura bi-dhulmin wa ahluha muslihun. Allah Ta'ala says, and your Lord would not have destroyed the cities unjustly while their people were reformers. It's a very interesting qa'idah, very interesting principle. We're taking a look at as-sunan al-ilahiyya, these divine laws or consistencies, and what we find is that this sunnatul ilahiyya, one of them is that Allah Ta'ala will not destroy people so long as there are people within them that are muslihun. That's not salihun. Salihun means righteous people. And Ahmed Shawqi rahimahullah said, as-salihun yabnuna anfusahum wal-muslihun yabnuna al-jama'at, that the righteous build themselves. Being a righteous person is good. You're focusing on yourself. That's good. But you're only protecting yourself. You're not actually having an effect on others. Whereas al-muslihun, the reformers build societies. And that's why the reward of being a muslih is so much greater. Because of course you build yourself up, but then after that you have to, or you're trying to make a positive effect on others. And the Prophet ﷺ said about this. It's a very interesting quote. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ. Shouldn't I inform you about a degree that is more excellent than fasting and praying and giving sadaqah? Pretty relevant, considering our circumstance where we're trying our best to do all of these things. Now, of course, anyway, so yes, this is the statement. Then the people replied, what? قَالُوا بَلَى. They said, of course, what is it? قَالَ إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ الْحَالِقَةِ. He said that reconciling people, whereas sowing discord between people, is like the shaver, the one that is destroying, the one that cuts off your rewards. So the Prophet ﷺ is showing the difference between al-islah and al-ifsad. Doing islah is bringing people together. And this is the best thing that you could do, subhanAllah. You get so much reward because it's something perpetual. You do it once, and who knows for how many generations that benefits. Those people now like each other, they may work together, they may have family members that become friends, even get married. You have no idea all the residual benefit by bringing people together. Whereas ifsad and sowing discord between people, making people hate each other, you have no idea how much evil that can lead to as well. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he has an interesting quote. He says, أفضل المسلمين رجل أحيا سنة من سنن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أميتت. That the best Muslims are those who revive the sunan, the traditions of the Prophet ﷺ that have died. Sometimes, you know, in society, people are not practicing a particular sunnah. And so he's saying the best thing you could do is revive it. فَاصْبِرُوا يَا أَصْحَابَ السُنَنِ رَحِمَكُمُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ. So he says, be patient, O people who stick to the sunnah. Why? May God have mercy on you. Because you are the few. And this is what I want to focus on, this idea of islah. This is something that is rare. This is the few. This is practiced by the few, unfortunately. We know it's a sunnah of all the anbiya. We know it's a sunnah that Musa alayhi salam said when he practiced when he said, وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He told his brother, bring people together, reconcile, rectify the people, and don't cause discord. When he was leaving to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told his brother very clear instructions, do islah. Bring the people towards deen. Same thing with Shu'aib alayhi salam. He said what? He said, in uridu illa al-islah mastata'tu. He said, all I want is islah. All I want is to bring and reconcile people together. I want to fix people as much as I can. That is my only intent. This is the work of the Anbiya, to try to see what's wrong with society and to try to actually fix it. But how few people are focused on that? Most people are focused on themselves. Yes, I want to be righteous for myself. I want to wake up and do my prayers. Yes, I want to give in charity. Yes, I want to focus on my fasting. But let's be honest, it's all revolving around your righteousness, being a salih person, a righteous person. But islah is about trying to help others. Politicians just want to get reelected. Businessmen just want to predict the global crashes, the economic crashes, so that they can profit from it. They're not trying to stop it. They just want to make money off of it. The academic just wants to publish his paper or her paper, regardless of whether it's going to help or not. I just want to make sure I get my credit. The rich just want to secure their assets. Everyone is looking out for themselves. So the question is, who's actually trying to make the situation better? Reformers, al-muslihun, those are the only ones. And those are the people that Allah blesses. And through them, the entirety of societies are blessed because of them. Allah Ta'ala's azab could be coming towards a people, and it's only stopped. Why? Because of al-muslihun. That's the only reason, as this ayah says. These are the people who oppose the false leaders, who oppose the false ideologies, even if they're popular, even if it's uncomfortable. People don't like it. Why are you talking about that? Those are my firmly held beliefs. This is comfortable for me. Why are you opposing it? Even if it's uncomfortable, the Muslih does so. You call to the truth. You call out injustice. You persist in the face of opposition. And you're patient with whatever harm you suffer. And so I want to finish with two hadith, inshallah ta'ala. One is the hadith in which the Prophet says, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا رَجُلًا كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَاءً. That the gates of paradise are opened up on 2 days of the week, Mondays and Thursdays. This is why the Prophet ﷺ would fast these days. And then every servant of Allah is granted pardon who does not associate with Allah Ta'ala except for the one who has hate in his heart for his brother. From this hadith, people there are different ulama that say the month of Ramadan is a month that you really have to make sure there's no shahna, there's no rancor, hatred, vile feelings, ugly, sentiments towards your brother. Why? Because that could be the thing that is preventing your sadaqah, your siyam, your salah, all your good deeds could be, or your tilawah, all your recitations, it could all be ruined. Why? So if you know somebody that has this hatred in their heart, if you know two people that are not talking, they're angry at each other, you be the muslih. You be the one who's going to bring them together. If you're the one who's angry at somebody, you be the muslih. Why? By going up to that person and reconciling and fixing the situation. And the final hadith I want to mention is how beautiful the Prophet ﷺ showed us an example of reconciliation. Final hadith. I'm not going to quote the Arabic. It's long. So I'll just say it in English. It's in Sahih Muslim. That there was a person that he owned a piece of land and then another person bought it from him. So you got the seller and then the buyer. Sold him a piece of land. And then when the buyer, he's looking at the land that he just bought, he notices that there's gold on it. He says, oh my goodness, big piece of gold. Look how mashallah amazing this guy is. He goes up to the guy and says to him, listen, I bought the land from you. I didn't buy the gold. I thought I'd give it back to you. The other guy says, look, you bought the land and whatever's on it, so it's yours. Subhanallah, where do you find these people? Allahu Akbar. I wish we could be like this. So subhanallah, they start getting to an argument. No, it's your land. You bought it, so you get everything on it. No, I bought the land. I didn't buy the gold. It's yours. So they're going back and forth. They say, let's get a third party. Mashallah, subhanallah. Let's get a third party, not to take but to give. Imagine. So they get a third party person to speak to them. And so they refer to this matter to this third person who judges the matter. And what does he ask? قال الذي تحاكم إليه ألكما ولدون. Do either of you guys have kids? So look at this is Islah. Look at the beauty of Islah. Do you guys have kids? So فقال أحدهما لي غلام وقال الآخر لي جارية. One of them says, well, I got a boy. The other one says, yeah, I got a girl. Well, that's easy. You guys can't reconcile where the money goes. What do? So the Prophet ﷺ continues and says that this guy says, قال أنكحوا الغلام الجارية فأنفقوا على أنفسكما منه وتصدقا. So he says, well, why don't you get the two married, the boy and the girl, get them married together, then spend something for yourselves and also give some in charity. So look, you spend some, you give some in charity, you get them married, they're going to inherit it anyway, so it won't even matter. It's all family, no problem. Subhanallah, isn't this the beauty of Islah? This is such an incredible story to show how amazing these people were to begin with. And then imagine, mashallah, how beautiful the conclusion is. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who bring people together. May Allah Ta'ala give us the inspiration, the ilham, the inspiration to see beautiful solutions that will bring people together in the most beautiful way. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What?